Earlier this month, we marked the birthday of Hawaii's Queen Liliuokalani, and so it's fitting that we throw the spotlight on her music. Four symphony musicians were so moved by the songs that she wrote that they compiled a new album honoring her legacy. Take a listen. Internationally known violinists Eric Silberger and Manwe Lo were here in the islands performing in a Hawaii music festival just as the pandemic shutdown was ordered. We reached out to two of the members of the quartet, Josh Nakazawa of Mana Music and Dwayne Padilla, who is no stranger to Hawaii Public Radio, about how the idea to celebrate Queen Liliuokalani's compositions was born. We start off talking with Josh.
We were all playing together before the very first lockdown, and I had invited Eric and Manwen to stay here instead of traveling back to New York and L.A. to wait it out until it was safe to travel again, and all of our work was disappearing anyway. So during that very last night of our last gig, Dwayne was playing on it as well. We ran through Dwayne's arrangement of a song written by Queen Liliuokalani, one that she wrote while she was in confinement at the palace. And when we ran through it, the feeling was electric. The parallel of feeling confined in a lockdown in Hawaii and the feelings that the Queen might have felt in her confinement made us play as though we were really trying to connect with her, with what she wrote. Once we did that, we really wanted to share it, and so we thought that since we had nothing else going on, that we would make some lemonade out of the lemons that we had, and we decided to cut this album, and Dwayne wrote all of the arrangements of all the 15 tracks that are on the album.
To me, it just seems so eerie, you know, thinking about, you know, her state of mind and when she was writing the music and then you folks performing this.
Her music really speaks to a lot of things that are going on in this time. This feeling of just being isolated because she was incarcerated because of the overthrow. She wrote these songs to capture that sadness. But then, you know, also she turned around and also wrote some songs like asking for forgiveness of those who overthrew her. You know, in these times that are so politically charged, that's kind of a that really spoke to us, that kind of thing, too. The thing that impressed us most about it is because we're all classically trained musicians who were just sort of discovering her music for the first time. And she really has the gift of melody in the same way that Schubert wrote a lot of art songs. Queen Liliuokalani is Hawaii's answer to Franz Schubert in the way that she was able to construct these beautiful melodies. Because she had a lot of Western training, because her and her brothers and sisters got a lot of Western training from bandmaster Mr. Berger. But also, she was able to write melodies that sounded to Westerners beautiful, but also were able to tie into the way people sang from the indigenous Hawaiian music. Like, she would tap into using intervals that people use when they sing the Hawaiian falsetto and stuff like that. So she's been able to be a bridge between two worlds, the Western world and the musical world of Hawaii before the first contact.
And so of the songs then that are on this album, do you have a particular favorite?
My favorite is Ka'ipo Nohea. It's actually a lullaby that she wrote for one of her Hanai siblings. That's my favorite one because it's just a tender lullaby. On the album, there's quite a few powerful ones. The one that she wrote, what was originally Hawaii's first national anthem, because I guess when she was still a princess, at official functions, they would play a God Save the Queen, the British national anthem, at all these functions. And then King Kamehameha was like, hey, we should have our own national anthem. So he told Queen Liliuokalani to write one, and in a week she was able to write Te Mele Lahui Hawaii, and she was able to premiere it recently she had just been named the choir master of the Kalahau Church, the one on King Street, and she premiered that song there in 1866. That one's particularly powerful.
We're really fortunate to have some really special guest artists that joined us for some of these songs. And Jake Shimabukuro has joined us for Ahe Lamakani. And we also have Benny Rietveld, who's the bass player and music director of the band Santana, who grew up here, and he's playing on that track as well. And he also played on Aloha Oi. He added a really beautiful just magic to that track. And we also have Greg Sardina, who joined on yet another one. And so it's really been a really beautiful time connecting with so many other great artists to collaborate with.
Well, do you have a favorite?
I would say right now, it changes a lot, but right now, I would say Aloha Oi is just a really, really nice one, or Ahe La Makani, too.
Yeah, our version of Aloha, it's pretty interesting because the string parts sort of rock a little bit the way slacky guitar does, but then the voicing is also with four-part harmonies like choir. But then Benny Rietveld, he adds this electric guitar thing to it that totally takes it into the present, but in a very tasteful, beautiful way. It's pretty magical, the Aloha way, our version of it.
I can't wait. Well, you know, I have been learning a bunch about our very talented monarchy and was fortunate enough to attend some concerts over at Kauai Hau Church where they featured the music of Hawaii's Ali'i. And it's just fascinating that, you know, they're so talented and the music is just, it's precious to have that.
You know, because I was talking to my friend Kylan Reese, who is he's a musical historian and luthier in town. You know, people have this impression that maybe Hawaii was not that sophisticated, but at that time period, Hawaii's musical scene was very cosmopolitan. He was saying that, you know, before they would run the big operas in New York and L.A., they would do a dry run of the operas here in Honolulu just to test things out. So the musical environment of that time was very, very, very cosmopolitan. And so people like Queen Liliuokalani grew up hearing, you know, symphonic music and jazz music, as well as the local music, as well as hula. So they had a really rich musical environment to draw upon. And we see that in the beautiful music that she writes, that she and her three siblings wrote. You can tell that they were part of a rich environment of music.
I guess historically, most people, most royalty, have their in-house composers write music for them. It's really a rare thing and a beautiful thing that she was so prolific as a composer herself.
Yeah, she wrote over 150 songs. And you know, the interesting thing about our album, I was talking with Kylan over coffee once, and he was saying that, you know, before the lap steel guitar, violin was the lead instrument in a lot of Hawaiian string bands at the turn of the century. And people don't really remember the violin as part of Hawaiian music. And so part of this project was just to reimagine what that sound might have been like, you know? The sound of violin in Hawaiian music, and I think it sounds good. There are some people that still people remember. Sam Lea is a very famous Hawaiian fiddler that people still remember. But there were other guys, too, and, you know, we're trying to rediscover the sound of what bowed strings might have been in Hawaiian music at that time.
Yeah. Well, I know all the efforts that, you know, Kylan has put toward creating, you know, the Sovereign Strings concert. It's a real nod to the history and the influence of Hawaiian music and what we had on the world.
Yeah, we hope to put the albums in the Ulana Palace at some point very soon. As of now, you could still pre-order the album on the website manamusichawaii.com. It's the way to get your hands on it now.
And it'd be a wonderful thing to have as we celebrate her birthday, the Queen's birthday this month.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we can look forward to you folks maybe playing it there on the palace grounds someday.
Yeah, that would be a really wonderful experience. We are we really hope that we get you know, more opportunities to play this album out, and that would be a very fitting place for us to do so.
Anything else that you want to share with our listeners just about what the experience has been for you?
Part of our process of how we recorded everything was that we had the Queen Liliuokalani songbook, and in that songbook, it has all of her songs and the translations, as well as a historical background a little bit into the songs. And so what we would do is we would read the historical background out loud with the group, and then we would read the poetry or the song, the lyrics of the song, and we would then have an idea of what we would, how we play it, and then we would record it. And we did that for every single song, and we really hope that every track is imbued with this process, and that we hope people can enjoy knowing that was our process when we recorded it.
And a tribute to our queen too is that she wrote all the words, or the majority of the words are in Hawaiian. But she did write her own English translation for many of them. So she was also a multilingual musical artist too, which is that made the job easier for us. And it's also a sign of how impressive a musician she actually was, that she could write her songs in Hawaiian and then translate the lyrics into English herself. Pretty impressive, especially for somebody at the turn of the century, at that time period.
Well, I think the approach that you folks have taken to really kind of feel what she was writing and play what she composed, I've no doubt that it's going to be an awesome album.
I wanted to mention one more thing about the album that I thought was really important. We got this really incredible artist to do the album cover work. His name is Solomon Enos, and he's done a lot of really incredible works. And when he made the album cover for us, we had given him our story about how we had formed as a group and what we were intending to do with the album. And he created this image, and which is now our album cover.
And then also on the album, we had the illustrious Aaron Mahi wrote a beautiful preface about the history of Hawaiian music involving Queen Lilikani and the songs he wrote. So Aaron Mahi blessed us with a beautiful preface to the album too, which is really, it's an exercise in Hawaiian history. It's a real education, just the beautiful preface that he wrote.
That was Dwayne Padilla and Josh Nakazawa, part of the Liliuokalani String Quartet. Those who pre-order the album are getting it in advance of its official release later in October.